CR News, I'm Qi Zhi. China's unmanned spacecraft Shenzhou 8 has blasted off from the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in the northwestern Gobi Desert area. The spacecraft, carried by a modified Long March 2F carrier rocket, is expected to dock with Tiangong-1 Space Lab module that was launched in late September. Shenzhou 8 has to go through a series of swim-bys to catch up with Tiangong-1, which is orbiting Earth at a height of 343 kilometers. The rendezvous and docking maneuver will take place within 2 days. The capability is required for China to carry through its plan to build a space station by 2020. China Earthquake Administration has initiated a third-class emergency response to a 6.0 magnitude quake that jolted the country's northwestern Xinjiang region early this morning. The quake hit the border area of Yining and Gongliu counties, damaging some houses and forcing schools to close. No casualties have been reported so far. Local authorities have sent 2 work teams for rescue and recovery work. Another earthquake measuring 5.4 on the Richter scale jolted the border area of Sichuan and Gansu provinces this morning. No casualties have been reported. 4 people are confirmed dead and at least 100 others injured in an explosion in southwest China's Guizhou province this noon. An official with the Fuchuan city government says the blast occurred on an inter-provincial expressway in Machamping Township. Latest reports say the blast was from 2 trucks carrying dynamite from Hunan to Guizhou. South Korea's chief nuclear negotiator is now in Beijing to discuss further steps with his Chinese counterpart after recent bilateral discussions among key players in a stalled 6-party talks on the Korean Peninsula's nuclear issue. Lim Sung-nam, Seoul's newly appointed nuclear envoy, will meet with Chinese chief negotiator Wu Dawei during his 2-day visit. The United States and North Korea held 2 days meetings last week in Geneva, with both sides sounding upbeat about an eventual return to the 6-party talks. The talks, which grouped the United States, Russia, China, Japan and the 2 Koreas, collapsed in December 2008. NATO has officially declared the end of its 7-month military campaign in Libya. NATO launched the Libya mission to carry out air raids, enforce a no-fly zone and maintain an arms embargo since March 31st, under mandates from the United Nations. The mission was terminated, even though Libyan authorities have asked for the alliance to stay until the end of the year. Greece will hold a referendum on a new European Union aid package intended to resolve the country's debt crisis. Prime Minister George Papandreou says a vote of no confidence would also be held on the deal. He set no date for the referendum, but indicated that it will be held after details of the deal have been finalised with the EU and the country's creditors. The EU package envisages losses of up to 50% for private holders of Greek debt and a new €100 billion loan. There have been large-scale protests in Greece against the austerity measures introduced by the government. At least 7 immigrants from the Middle East drowned and scores of others remain missing after a wooden boat sank off waters of West Java in Indonesia. Police say the dead include 2 little girls and 4 women. 48 people have been rescued. The boat was thought to be heading to Australia, as Indonesia has been made a transit point for those illegal immigrants from the Middle East. China's key manufacturing index dropped for the first time in 3 months in October, indicating the country's economic growth might continue to slow down in a fourth quarter. The Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, dropped to 50.4% last month, after rising for 2 consecutive months. But the China Federation of Logistics and Purchasing says the trend of a moderate economic increase would not change fundamentally. It estimates the country's GDP would grow around 9.2% this year. A survey on Chinese millionaires shows that nearly half of them are considering emigrating abroad, and 14% have already emigrated or applied. The survey was jointly conducted by the Hurun Research Institute and Bank of China from May to September. It targeted China's high-net-worth individuals with personal assets above 10 million yuan or $1.58 million. According to the survey, 1/3 of the respondents claimed to have overseas assets, mostly in real estate. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.